The following is a presentation of Real Racing USA.
Up first,
all right,
the man that wouldn't be the man without the plan and really doing what I think is a wonderful job, and hopefully he's still not angry about this
angry
other stuff.
All right.
Test, one, two.
Bobby, you know what it is? It's not what you say, it's how you say it.
It's how you say
okay,
it.
Okay, so there welcome to the NFL. You know what that stands for, right, folks?
All right.
Not for long. Let's put it on the top and let's get it over. Okay.
Welcome.
What we have here is selling newspapers. We're trying to get people involved. We want excitement. We want entertainment. I don't know what this guy does over in Daytona. He's worried about what made NASCAR famous was back when they had a fist fight on turn three. I mean, let's face it, folks, they never had TV until then. So with all the things like Gordon Solie and things of the local tracks making it happen, and for it to go big time finally because they had a fist fight on turn three, and you know, this guy wants to degrade it because, you know, now we're a different group of people. You know, it's all still about entertainment. Let me tell you what, the same demographics that slings a guy off the squared corner takes him off turn four, too.
There's no doubt. And there's a lot of folks I realize, too, though, that don't know, have a clue. They've been around racing for 8 or 10 years, don't have a clue who Ric Flair is, probably. But,
well, yeah,
but
exactly.
They need to learn. They need to know who, where that heritage and things come from, how it crosses over.
He came from that area.
What percentage did you say?
Not a clue.
I said not a clue. There's a percentage of people that have no clue.
Very small percentage sitting in the stands at a NASCAR race don't know who Ric Flair is.
Well, I can tell you the demographics of NASCAR has changed immensely. You know, they've gone to the $150 ticket. The blue collar workers out of, you know, the guy that out front drives a new Corvette or Porsche.
TV.
You know,
Bristol's got some $20 tickets though.
Yeah, well, that's because they had to.
Backstretch.
You know, welcome to the NFL. Which means the economy has taken a hard hit, and if we don't get a grasp on it and make it happen and give quality shows, bang for your buck, you know, if it's not worth $20, you won't get anybody to come.
Yeah, okay, but $20 a seat and $8 a hot dog is still going to make
Flair,
some money.
We're done with Ric Flair now.
I know.
Okay, Bobby.
I'm on to
why were
things.
You pissed at me and Bill Green?
That was just a marketing ploy to get on the show. I've been trying to get over here for weeks and weeks and weeks, but you know how that goes.
All you got to do is show up. How many times have you been on our radio show?
My problem is I never hear at this late night. He is asleep.
Bobby Star Wars music.
Bobby
well,
thinks
that's
big.
That warned me that that was coming
Bobby
on.
Thinks big. And Bobby's well, always thought big.
If you can't think the motorsports extravaganza.
Let's go with rumor things that people say rumors all the time. What I heard was that you were mad at something we said on the show the night we were doing the best of the best.
Well, I went back and listened. I think he probably got mad because somebody.
As a matter
of
fact,
did you listen
I have
or did
clip.
You get it from somebody
listen,
else?
Listen, to, no, the no, clip. Let's listen to the clip.
Go ahead and listen to the clip.
Yeah, promoter.
You ain't doing the drivers yet?
Okay.
Best promoter. Go ahead. Best promoter.
Critter was in third with 250 votes from Citrus.
That's Don Creedy.
Critter. Everybody calls Critter.
I know, but there's people from around the world listening. They have no clue who that is. Citrus County Speedway.
I don't know who Don Creedy is either.
Well, I understand that, but I tell them where they are.
Look at Bobby Deal.
Mike Peters was in second with 432, and the winner, Bobby Deal.
My goodness, up on top.
$350,000 Bobby Deal.
So there is a lot of... There is a lot of computers in Charlotte County.
Well, Bobby wasn't seen for 4 days in August. I guess he was on the computer.
That's terrible.
Best of the best promoter.
Well, you know what?
Voted by the fans on Karnak.com.
Yeah, because, see, I told him, you got to go by the votes, even though
voted
somebody...
Voted by the fans.
Somebody,
okay, I'm going to accept this, okay?
On behalf of the people.
Let me tell you what, I'm 58 years old, only half dead. Okay, I'm going to a $120.
I watched you die.
That's right. Ask John. I'm going to be around a long time. Ask Don Nerone. I ain't never
What'd
going
What'd you do
away.
With that suitcase? You take it to the pawn shop?
That's right. Yeah. But anyway, bottom line is, you know, this is really cool. It's from the fans, but it's not about me. It never has been. I don't call it the Bobby's World or any of that stuff, even though some people wanted to make the real deal 100. I wanted to find out who that is. But the bottom line is that, you know,
they
this
didn't spell it right
fan,
either.
No,
not on there. The
I
real
was
deal
say,
one.
And we made them. That's good. That's okay. That'll work. But, you know, the thing came up that it wasn't about whether you win or not and all the people that are behind you to make it happen. But I got secondhand. I will apologize to you because I got it secondhand. And, you know, I'm only human, even though there is ice going through these veins. is, you know, I understood that there were comments made about the legitimacy of how somebody could have a magnet under the throttle and it could hold back, you know, for that qualifying, and NASCAR could never find
there
it.
There were two.
Take away some of the credibility, which, you know,
the gleam?
Did you earn it? I'm an Eagle Boy Scout. Okay, and there ain't nothing about cheating. That's not what you do. Mm-hmm. If you cheat to win, you won nothing.
Uh-huh.
So the bottom line is, I felt very slighted that if this is what I won and I had to do that to win, then it means nothing.
You just heard how we gave that to you, right?
Okay, well I understand,
but we had clarified early in the system that there were some people who had like 10,000 votes and second place had 590.
Understand.
So there were problems here.
Yeah, the two people that we talked about that had that. We clarified that it was them.
Okay. Perception's reality. You know, when it was, I got it secondhand, so I took it secondhand.
Now you got it first.
And that's why I apologize, and I'm apologizing now.
And I believe, one of those was at Charlotte County. Was some the race, wasn't there a racer or something voted?
I'm not
best
sure. I don't
rookie
remember.
Or something? And so that's remember. When I said,
to me,
well,
that was legitimate. To me, that was legitimate. You know, because your fans, I know,
no,
I talk
no
to your fans
about,
on a weekly
you know,
basis.
And I... It was put up to me that, you know, we were worried about – I mean, we weren't worried about it because I didn't really make a big deal out of it. I did – I wish my mom was still alive to see all the effort that she put up with for me, and I was going to dedicate it to her. So I dedicate this now to Mom.
Well, she's we're glad you
away,
got it.
But I guarantee she's watching today. And the bottom line is Mike Peters – there's nobody deserves it more than Mike Peters. I didn't understand the curriculum of
that was the fan voted one, and then
versus probate.
Yeah.
Well, it was two different things.
Completely different issues.
And I can tell you that you know I went through. I haven't slept probably since 2006. You know, and the last 3 days were straightforward. And I took a fall on a hole in the concrete on Saturday that I've been yelling at for 6 months. Somebody's going to sue us. And I busted my butt. And
I was aching
real bad. And, you know, it just wore out. And I ended up on the way home just bending.
The one other thing I want to get to that I want to say is that you heard it secondhand.
Yeah.
But you heard it about me.
Yeah.
I showed you a picture earlier tonight of my daughter with you. What was that, the SAD team?
Yeah, that's Team SAD.
I've been involved with you, Bobby, since 2000. Have I ever stepped on your toes or
never,
done anything?
Never.
No, I got pick
up the phone, Bobby,
years
and call
on
me.
That one. And,
yeah, you were there a long time.
I know,
yeah.
But I got a phone too. Call me.
Well, but anyway, yeah. That's what I'm trying to say, Bobby. And, you know, the rumors in this sport, and you know. I mean, you know.
Hey, we thrive off them.
They thrive off
no,
them.
No, some people thrive off them. I'm going to tell you something. I spend, not anymore because I quit. Ahead. I changed my phone numbers and I changed the way I do business.
That's why I can't
these
get
guys will attest. I got to the point 3 years ago that I was ready to say the hell with this whole thing because I spend so much of my time defusing bullshit rumors and it takes away from my time, which is what I'm trying to do, which is to promote racing. These guys will attest to it. It pisses me off to no end when people that have been in this sport for years and years and years listen to yammer from newbies just walking in off the street and throws people like myself or Rick or Bill or other people under the bus, and they're accepted as fact. When you got a problem with somebody, one of the things that racers piss me off about is that there's a lack of conflict resolution skills here. And wait a minute, I'm not done. When somebody, if like your staff come to you and one of your staff, as an example, okay, and it could be anybody, but a staff or a fan comes and yammers about us, you should know what we do for this sport. You should just tell them, knock it off. Those guys are on our team. That should be the end of it. These guys, they've both been told by me before to shut the hell up. I don't want to hear it no more. When we're talking about certain, and they'll attest to that.
Yeah,
so I think we need to just.
It was a Sunday afternoon, and he's going, I'm pulling the plug. Wait till they wake up Monday morning, and there ain't nothing there no more. And I went, wait a minute, Jack, let's talk about this.
See, so, like, you have things that you have to deal
to
with.
One, yes.
It's irritating to us to have to deal with constant rumor crap. And when people such as yourself and other owners, trust me, you're not the only owner in this position or promoter.
It revolves. When,
actually, it was shocking to me that it came from you.
Yeah.
As long
I
as
mean,
I've
you guys
you.
Need to understand,
well,
we are on your side because that's what we're here to do
what
is
I said,
to help
I blew
support
a cork,
you guys.
Excuse me for being human.
Yeah.
So
that's okay.
That
We've done
day.
It before.
Okay. It happens.
You know,
that's
very rare.
Now, what I want to ask you. is you've been doing this a long time, and I've seen a lot of people doing it. I mean, you know, trying to be the promoter, trying to be the racetrack owner, trying to run a series, trying to do – basically, you've done it all. How do you approach the P.T. Barnum of it? How do you get people's attention like you do? Because you do it. I mean, you do it.
We work diligently to take guerrilla advertising and marketing, which I can tell you advertising and marketing is two different things.
You're the best thing since Tom Stymus.
Well, I can tell you, Tom Stymus, it was a guy that did it right and without a doubt. And, you know, he had a fantastic car business that got him to have the ability to be able to do it. And money promotes money, and we're doing it on $1.98, and we're doing a great job for what we have.
What made you decide that this was what you were going to do, though? Because you've dedicated at least 10 years that I know of, that I've known you.
Well, I've raced since I was 12 years old, you know, and I've won 5 championships and used to drive Camel GT cars, and then we went redneck and turned left because we couldn't sell the trucks to the road racers. And, you know, the bottom line is once you got in one of these things, remember, was 1995, so
right.
This was before NASCAR was that cool. And, you know, I used to race with Terry Labonte, and we'd ride to the races and things like that with a guy named Joe Vardy and do all those things and hang out with, you know, Hagen and those things and do the Camel GT banquets. And, you know, when we started started stock car racing, all of a sudden it's a different entity. We didn't race once a month and drive across the earth. You raced at a local venue. And I ended up starting the Fast Trucks only because it was an affordable series for the trucks. And I was going to go.
You start out road with racing. Trucks? You started racing with American Trucks, or you were running American Trucks?
I was the second American race truck distributor. Yeah, right. First guy had one truck.
Right.
And so after we sold the second truck, we doubled the inventory.
Right.
You know, but we started one truck in 1995, and we were the first classic truck distributorship, which was the classic cars gone trucks. It just sounded funny that you're going to sell modern trucks and call them classics. I mean, Jamie Franklin, you know, has the old cars now, but, you know, we got late models running Franklin rear ends, you know. So having a classic doesn't sound like something that you'd want to sell and it was a copy of the Craftsman trucks.
But within just a few years, like by 1998 or 99 or so, you probably had 36 to 50.
Well, trucks. I can tell you that picture that Rick brought out was the night that I made a decision, not because I wanted to, but I hit the wall hard enough to DeSoto that I wasn't right afterwards. I don't know if I've ever been right since, but it took a lot out of me laying there in an MRI wondering, you know.
They bay flighted you that night.
Well, yeah, they bay flighted. They bay flighted Bill, the guy that got killed the same night. At Sunshine.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Wild Bill
Rivard
was killed almost the same instant, and Leonard McHugh sponsored both things. And Leonard McHugh called my house thinking I died.
Yeah,
because Leonard and I have been
along.
I used to be marketing director for Leonard for a little while. We started the Q Motorsports family deal. But anyway, long story short, I dedicated at that point that I wasn't going to go under, and I really saw the big picture about the Fast Trucks. And when we got up to where we did the deal in 2001 with the GM Performance Parts and with Dale Earnhardt Sr. and all that stuff, then he got into his situation. We ended up just pressing forward until Mark Martin called one day and said, "You got a place for my kid?" And we turned out he's 12. You know, and then after that, Mike Skinner got involved, you know, LaJoy, you know, and all the rest of the NASCAR
guys. What went wrong?
Greed from the other track owners. John Sapricone, Don Marone. We had 56 trucks at Lakeland. Biggest amount of cars. These were all pro trucks. We have Mark Martin getting the award for his son winning the championship, and David Poland winning the adult deal at 2004. And this 12-year-old kid's getting the trophies bigger than he is. Mark Martin, obviously a legend in the ASA, and these guys couldn't stand it. So when I took Mike Skinner and we sat down, he's going to give me $200,000, and he's going to own 50% of Fast Truck. And it would have been the Mike Skinner Fast Truck driving experience. If you think back in 2004, there was a little company out of Japan called TRD, Toyota, and Larry McReynolds was the one that set up our rear ends to have the V8 Ford rear end. put in the truck. So there was a lot of things happening behind the deal, but Saprocone and Nerone decided, just like they did to Rick Day, what's he doing without wings? He doesn't fly anymore because he's nothing, because they took the wings off the guy. Okay, the same thing with Bert Eiselman, took the series away. So what happened to my series is they decided they're going to take it. And you know what? I'm too stupid to die. You know, I got Lasker sitting back here. I guarantee he's as tough as nails. And he's one of the few guys that will tell me I'm full of crap and get away with it. But, you know, the bottom line is if you have the heart and the will, I love controversy. I love adversity. You know what? The only thing to fear is fear itself. Winston Churchill told the Germans, stick it. You know, let's go for it. And by them doing that, hey, I had Mr. Hart say, man, I call Mr. Hart the silver fox. He calls me a cat. Because I got nine lives. He says, what do you do for a living? You got to be a millionaire. We've tried to kill you. We spent $70,000, put you out of business, and you still come. You know what? I'm still standing.
You got rid of the suitcase.
Got rid of the suitcase. Call him up. Hey, boys, I'm in the club. What do you think of me now?
Speaking of which, Charlotte County seems to still be, no matter what anybody calls up and tells me or says to me, Charlotte County Motorsports Park seems to still be thriving quite well. I've seen pictures of grandstands full. I've seen nights when cars were there. There's probably been a few off nights or stuff along the way, but in the big picture, how are you still making it happen? How's the community still responding and with the economy the way it is?
Well, I've had a lot of good advice from a lot of very powerful thinking people, not saying that they're monumentally money driven, but you know, I learned the difference between marketing and advertising, and there is a huge difference. And we've taken the abilities of the people we have within us, and we've become the Minutemen. We are getting ready to go forth and take on the battle. So we're going to wrap it up. See you in the movies.
Bobby, you got 3 minutes. What's Bobby Deal doing in the next 10 years?
Well, I think what we need to do is bring the big bang for the buck. I don't think you need to eat at McDonald's. You need to eat at Burns. You either have a $2 show or a $20 show. If you don't bring the $20 show out, you know, you could sell it for $2, but what do you got? You know, people are going to pay for a value they get. So bring them the greatest show on earth. It's not what you say, it's how you say it. But you got to come through with it. I mean, dirt cars on asphalt, ASA, we have more different types of late models, supers, limiteds, all running together. There's nobody runs as many asphalt or dirt cars on one track as we do.
There's a bunch of folks talking about Charlotte County Motorsports Park just because of Drew Brannon's win just this past weekend.
Without a doubt. And we're, I'd have to say that, and I got Sean Bass sitting over here, that, you know, he's a truck driver too. Out of the 16 cars that were there, I think there were 9 of them out of the top 8 that were all fast trucks or fast kids. And I wish this guy had a ride. Where's Sean?
He's over there eating.
Oh, Sean, go ahead.
He's busy.
Let's side wait.
He's in a pit stop.
Bottom line is, you know, we had something that we worked really hard to make. And when I got the racetrack, I could no longer focus on fast truck. Beep. I had to do. So the bottom line is, you know, we're Ronnie Sims has got the fast truck, and we're taking the CCMP and making it happen. Put a dirt track, a little one for the go-karts.
There you go, Bobby.
Thanks,
all right,
Bobby.
It's good seeing you.
Okay.
It was fun.
Keep wrestling alive.
Keep wrestling alive, brother.
It does work for
all
the
right,
NASCAR.
Bobby.
Why don't you
all
throw
right.
a ring out, man, and do that one night?
Ring of fire. Isn't that Johnny Cash?
I got an idea for you with a belt and some stuff we're going to do later.
All right. Bobby Deal, ladies and gentlemen.
Carnac.com's best of the best. Jack, let's take a quick break, and we'll bring up Gene Lasker coming up next here on Real Racing USA.